The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
We're going to be talking in a moment about the dodgiest Irish accents in movies. But before we get to that, Roe McDermott, the film editor of Hot Press, Deirdre Malumby from entertainment.ie are with us. And when I saw the trailer recently for What Men Want, I thought, there's a movie I will definitely not be going to see.
I just think it's amazing because do you remember a time when Mel Gibson was a lovable actor who could lead a screwball romantic comedy that would open to 182 million gross? Times have really changed, haven't they? So this is a gender-flipped version of that. And Taraji P. Henson plays Ali, who is this Atlanta sports agent trying to prove herself in this testosterone-fueled boys' club. And suddenly, after a psychic reading with none other than Erykah Badu in a brilliant random cameo, she gains the ability to read what men think, and it turns into this incredibly intelligent dissection of basically she learns that a lot of men are misogynistic pigs and some men are secretly gay, and that is apparently hilarious, and then some men shockingly have feelings, and that's a huge surprise. Yeah.
Deirdre, what did you make of it?
Yeah, I have to agree with that one. It was just too safe. It was by the numbers. It was predictable. It also just wasn't funny, which was really upsetting because a couple of the writers on it, Alex Gregory and Peter Huyck, would have worked on Veep and King of the Hill. So there was a lot of potential here. I also wasn't very pleased by the fact that there were a couple of Me Too references in there, which just felt very perfunctory and very like, oh, look at us. We're speaking to this modern age and everything. In fairness, one thing that this film does have going for it is Taraji P. Henson is absolutely fantastic in the lead role. She is fabulous. She is very charismatic. And I like the fact that her character, you know, actually does have some three-dimensionality going on, in that she's kind of a bit kooky. She really enjoys sex. She's tough. She's hardworking. She's fiercely independent, and she's not always likable. And it's kind of nice to have a character, you know, that isn't always, you know, perfect. So that was kind of one of the nicer elements of it. But most of the script was unfunny. A lot of the actors like Tracy Morgan and Pete Davidson were just plain annoying in it. Oh, and there's a very, very obvious Fiji water campaign through this film. It is pretty much planted into every scene that takes place in the sports agency where the main character works, and it's frankly just kind of embarrassing.
It was like the Golden Globes when that girl just appeared everywhere. Yes. Fiji water, except in film version. I think there was a really an interesting idea in that Taraji P. Henson, her character has crafted her entire persona as being one of the lads and being as aggressive as possible and telling men what she wants, and then realising that actually maybe copying all the aggressive men in her life isn't the best way to go about things, and maybe she should embrace like a more gentle, feminine, collaborative form of communication, which I think is a really interesting idea. But like any of the interesting ideas in that, it's kind of touched on and then abandoned in favour of just really cheap humour.
Okay, what about the new Julia Roberts movie, Ben Is Back, Deirdre?
This is actually quite a sweet one. So Julia Roberts stars in this alongside Lucas Hedges. Lucas Hedges plays the titular character of Ben, and he is this drug addicted teenage boy who's currently undergoing treatment in rehab, but he turns up unexpectedly at his family's home on Christmas Eve. Now, while his mother, Holly, who is played by Julia Roberts, is absolutely delighted, his stepfather and sister are much more hesitant about his return because he's done a lot of bad things in the past, which we gradually come to learn. The film takes place over 24 hours, and the first half of it is kind of plays out like your conventional, you know, family drama. You learn about the history of their relationships, like I said, stuff that Ben has done in the past. And really key to, I think, the likability of Ben Is Back is Lucas Hedges and Julia Roberts' performances. They are both absolutely phenomenal in this film. Their chemistry as mother and son is just absolutely note perfect, and it is so, so moving. A couple of little issues I had with it were the Christian metaphors could be a little too on the nose. Obviously, you have, even from me describing the story there, it's very much a prodigal son, you know, the return of the prodigal son story in the Bible, an analogy of that. And even like the opening shot of the film opens on a church window, and then it comes down to Julia Roberts' smiling angelic face in the church. And I just thought it was almost embarrassing.
I think this was written and directed actually by Peter Hedges, who is Lucas Hedges' father. And he's really crafted a role that is perfect for his son, because his son gets to play with the vulnerability, the guilt. You kind of learn very slowly over the course of the film the really terrible things that this man has done in the throes of addiction, and how he's trying to make amends and whether he feels like he deserves to be forgiven. And there's also really interesting societal things, like there's issues of people go to get overdose first aid kits that will help people in terms of overdose, and pharmacies will say, no, we're not encouraging bad behaviour, but they will give out clean needles. And it's kind of this hypocrisy that they don't want to acknowledge that people do have addiction problems and they need to be helped. So I thought the societal things were interesting. I just went, the second half of this basically turns into a bit of a thriller, and I won't give away, but it's based on a very, very flimsy premise, and I thought that let it down and it really distracted from the human characters,
okay,
which are really interesting. But strong performances, just the last half plot machinations are a bit convoluted.
All right. Listen, as a St. Patrick's weekend, we decided just on something a little bit different to mark some of the worst Irish accents in movie history. Your first pick, please, Deirdre.
So Brad Pitt in The Devil's Own. So this is a film from the 90s. I'm sure people remember it. He starred opposite Harrison Ford in it. Now, as much as I love Brad Pitt as the next gal, those moments in the film where, you know, the American twangs just kind of seep back into his Belfast accent, I just felt myself going, ooh, when I was watching this movie.
Okay, that's not the only time he played an Irish accent, because I actually think that we have on the list, we have him here as Mickey in Snatch.
Oh, yeah.
It's another example of Brad Pitt doing an Irish accent.
I don't think that's bad, though. I think Americans couldn't understand it, but I thought it was so thick, well, it was kind of great.
Let's hear it.
Dear, what's about how you saw it? Hey, look. It helped as much as I'm going to have. You still got a car. I suggest you use it, for you're not welcome anymore.
I think
you should fuck off now, but you still got the legs to carry you.
Nobody.
Nobody brings a fella the size of you unless they're trying to say something without talking, right, bye?
I think he's so mumbly that he kind of pulls it off.
I think that's kind of great, like...
Okay, your first choice role.
I mean, I think I'm going to preface this. I am aware my accent is all over the place, and I get told this on Twitter a lot, but I don't get paid to have a convincing Irish accent, right? Blame on growing up with films like Clueless. But Tom Cruise in Far and Away, I mean, you have to, and it's Tom Cruise. He could have had the best dialect coaches in the world. And he plays Joseph Donnelly, this 19th century peasant, and he just sounds like how a Hollywood film executive imagines that Irish people
sure,
talk.
Sure, all Joseph wanted was a piece of land all of his own with the lovely Shannon, to be sure.
Hello, Grace.
Hello, Joseph. Will I be seeing you in church tomorrow morning?
Sounds divine and holy, Grace. We could share a pew, me and you.
Toodaloo.
Same to you.
She's got an awfully large chest to be going to church.
Shannon, all chests are equal in the eyes of the Lord.
Hang on, don't mind the accents, it's the dialogue. My God, who wrote that nonsense?
The leprechaun from the Lucky Charms cereal box, I think, yeah.
Oh my, that's desperate. Okay, what's your next pick, D?
Justin Theroux in Charlie's Angels Full Throttle, which also has the honour of being one of my least favourite movies of all time. So his character in this, Seamus O'Grady, like, could you pick a more Irishy Irish name? His character is an Irish mobster and the crazy ex-boyfriend of Drew Barrymore's character. And his accent is like just alternating between Irish and Scottish and Northern English all over the place. And also his character basically suggests, you know, that good old Irish stereotype that we're all just completely mad and violent.
Okay, let's hear it.
You can't hurt me anymore, Helen.
I'm going to teach you and your friends about pain.
I'm going to kill them, just so you can hear them scream.
Scream? Scream? Listener says, Brad Pitt was super in Snatch, accent superb. Another one says the worst has to be Mick Jagger in Ned Kelly.
Oh, good pick. I'm going to go, I think this one is so outrageously bad because it's meant to be a romantic hero, and I think he was trying to play Colin Farrell, but Gerard Butler in P.S. I Love You is outrageously bad. I will give him credit. He did apologise. I think it might have actually been to entertainment.ie. In an interview, he said, I gathered from the millions of letters and tweets I received that I really messed that up. I can only apologise. So fair play to him for owning
up. Let's hear him.
What do you want, Todd? What? Because I'm tired of trying to figure it out. You want a bigger apartment? I'll take a second job. You want a child? You don't want a child. What? I know what I want. Because I have it in my hands right now. Do you know what you want? Because you better tell me now if I'm not it.
Well, what? You gonna leave?
Why, you want me to leave?
I want you to leave if you want to leave. Don't use me as an excuse.
I'll leave if you want me to leave.
Then leave if you want to go. Go ahead, leave.
Don't push me, honey.
You want to leave? Just say goodbye.
Don't ask me, bollocks.
Stop acting bilingual.
Oh, kiss me, arse.
Kiss mine in English.
Oh, both of you leave.
My God. No one says kiss me, arse.
Hilary Swank.
Oh, is that Hilary Swank?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a very funny one. Owen says, Pierce Brosnan, ironically, is really bad at an Irish accent.
Okay, we have to talk about this. Pierce Brosnan, Gabriel Byrne and Liam Neeson have accents that no Irish person has ever had in the history of the world. They've just created their own dialect unique to them.
Okay, give me another pick, please, Dee.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Sienna Miller in Live by Night. Now, I will throw my hands up and say she's not the worst offender. And I think that generally Sienna Miller is quite good at doing accents. But I think that the problem with her accent in this particular film is it's a note perfect impression of an impression. Mm-hmm. Namely, it's an impersonation of every fiddle-dee-dee Irish accent that was in classical Hollywood.
Let's hear it.
We could leave.
Where would we go?
Somewhere warm.
My brother Danny lives in California.
God, I go to California.
I don't know much about honest work, I gotta tell you.
Well, who said anything about honest work?
Good.
No, we do what we want to do. We go where we want to go. Sleep by day.
Okay. Another listener says, Dodd Jackson, Richard Gere in that Harrison Ford film playing an IRA man. I remember that. What was that movie?
I'm struggling It'll come to back remember to me. That.
I do. I remember title, it. It's absolutely... It's Day of the Jackal, is it?
Is that it?
Didn't he play an IRA man in that? Sometime? Okay, we'll have to check that one out. We have one more. We have to get it in.
Julia Roberts, who is a repeat offender. So like Sean Connery is a bit of a repeat offender. In 1996, she played Kitty Curlin, the lover of Michael Collins in that movie. And she was also up against Alan Rickman playing Eamon de Valera, who had an amazing accent and just didn't borrow his dialect.
Let's hear Julia Roberts as Kitty Kiernan.
You've sent your boys out, haven't you? It's written on your face. Every step they take. Like so many Valentines. Delivering bouquets. Do you send a love note, Mick? With the flowers.
I went from bad to worse than Mary Wiley.
I'm thinking about a listener does say Sean Connery is Malone in The Untouchables. He sounded Scottish playing an Irishman in The Untouchables.
I don't even think he tried.
No, I don't think he tried at all. I'm going to show Kevin Costner in Ordinary Decent Criminals. Not Kevin Costner, sorry, Kevin Spacey in Ordinary
Kevin
Decent
Spacey.
Criminals.
It was a pretty bad one.
Yeah. Wait,
so Kevin Costner trying to put on an English accent in Robin Hood. Robin
Hood. We'll do that another night. Thank you very much, Roe McDermott from Hot Press, Deirdre Malumbi from entertainment.ie.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.